Our guest at the cafe this morning is our books commentator from Sulphur Springs, Sharon Felt. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're reading a book called The Rules of Magic by Alice Hoffman. Now, you can tell this better, but this is a prequel to an earlier book that is very well known.
Right. Practical Magic was the sequel to this. Or it was written first in 1995 by Alice Hoffman, and it was made into a movie starring Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock, and it's about these two girls that were witches. Well, this Practical Magic was when the girls were younger. Well, Rules of Magic goes back in time to the 1960s when the girls were the aunts that are now in the Practical Magic. Mm-hmm. But they were young, and it talks about how the problems caused by their magic got caused. And it starts back in 1620 when Maria Owens, who was living in Massachusetts in Boston, was having an affair with a judge, Mr. Hawthorne, who decided after some point he didn't really want to be in love with her and decided it must be that she was a witch, and that's the reason he fell in love with her. So he hung her along with all the other witches, and that was the beginning of the curse that these girls seem to have. And the curse is that you can never fall in love, or everything bad will happen to the people that you care about plus yourself. Well, the girls, Bridget, who is called Jet, and Franny, who is very practical, and they have a brother named Vincent, who is very charming. They're all very attractive. But they decide to defy all of this. They decide that is just hullabaloo. They're not going to listen to this old wives' tale stuff. But nevertheless, their mother, who is Samantha, who is a single mother and raised all these kids, sends them to their Aunt Isabel, who lives in this little town, and she is the witch. And everybody in town fears her. And so they go, it's kind of a tradition that every time you turn 17, you have to spend the summer with Aunt Isabel. But so all the kids are very close, so they all decide to go to Aunt Isabel's, even though Franny's the only one. It was delightful.
This is The Rules of Magic, and it just came out not too long ago, back in the fall.
Yes, it came out in October, I think was the first time came out in October of 2017.
We're talking with our books commentator from Sulphur Springs, Sharon Felt. Now, you said you met Alice Hoffman.
I was so fortunate. She is the most down-to-earth, lovely person you would ever want to meet. I was fortunate to meet her at the Pulpwood Queen Girlfriends Weekend in January, which is held every year in Nacogdoches at the Fredonia Hotel, which in itself is just an experience.
Right. The Pulpwood Queens
is... the Pulpwood Queen herself, the original Pulpwood Queen, is Kathy Murphy. And she was invited to speak at a book club several years ago. And she thought they were inviting her to join it. And when she said, oh, when is our next meeting? They said, well, you're not invited to join us. So she was horrified. So she decided to go home and start her own book club, which now has 750 plus affiliates all over the United States. So I think she won that little battle. And at that weekend, every year, there are at least 80 New York Times bestselling authors. And they are in panels over the course of the weekend for about an hour each. And then afterwards, you just sit down at a table and talk to them like they were your best friend.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely, lovely week.
So, and you said that your literary group is going to become one of the affiliates.
We are. Kathy Murphy is coming to our book club, which is the Bright Star Literary Society. And we are going to become an affiliate of the Pulpwood Queens, too. So
outstanding.
Yeah.
And you'll be the 751st affiliate or something like
exciting.
That. Yeah, that is exciting. And she is coming to your group.
She is.
Fantastic. Very quickly, we don't have much time. A big event coming up Saturday and Sunday, May 5th and 6th.
Yes. I also sing with the Northeast Texas Choral Society. And this is our 20th year of performances. We have a performance at Christmas and we have a performance in the spring. And this will be our 20th anniversary, and it's going to be a fabulous concert, and tickets are on sale at the door Kids are kids 12 and under are $5. Adults are $15. And you will not ever spend better money than coming to that concert.
And where will it be?
At the Hopkins County Civic Center.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday, two performances, May 5th and 6th.
Saturday night at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Outstanding. Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Sharon Felt, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.